Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're plunging right into the universe's earliest moments,
specifically looking at what the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, is showing us.
Right, because the data coming back, well, it seems to be challenging pretty much everything we thought we knew about the early cosmos.
Oh, absolutely. For decades, the standard picture, our models, they predicted a sort of slow start.
Yeah.
You know, small, faint, primitive galaxies. Galactic nurseries.
The term galactic pipsqueaks comes to mind.
Exactly. That was the expectation. Little things slowly growing. But that's really not what Webb is finding.
So what are we seeing instead? Something completely different.
Completely. We're seeing these shockingly bright, massive, and chemically mature galaxies. They just look way too developed for how old the universe was back then.
Almost impossibly developed.
That's the word people are using. It's sparking some serious debate. Even talk of a crisis in cosmology. It's like finding a full-grown tree where you expected a tiny sprout.
Okay, let's talk specifics. There's one galaxy that's become kind of the poster child for this, right? JDS GSZ14-0.
That's the one. JWST spotted it, and its light comes from when the universe was less than 300 million years old. I mean, that light has been traveling for over 13.4 billion years.
Just incredible. And ALMA confirmed the distance.
Yeah. The Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, LMA. It nailed the distance, the redshift, with amazing precision. No doubt about how far back we're looking.
But the real shock is its maturity, you said.
Exactly. It's estimated to have 500 million times the mass of our sun in stars already. 500 million.
So early on.
Right. And maybe even more surprising, LMA picked up strong signals of oxygen.
Oxygen. What does that tell us? That sounds significant.
It's hugely significant. Oxygen is a heavier element forged inside stars and scattered when they die. Finding lots of it, maybe 10 times more than expected, means multiple generations of massive stars must have already lived, died, and enriched this galaxy.
When the universe was basically still an infant.
Pretty much. As one astronomer said, nobody dreamed galaxies could be this bright, this developed so early on.
And this JDS galaxy isn't some weird outlier, is it?
Not at all. JWST is finding a whole population of these compact, bright things people are calling little red dots. And even, get this, galaxies that seem to have stopped forming stars.
Stopped forming stars? Already?
Like one called Ruby's UDS QG7. It looks like it quenched, shut down its star formation just 700 million years after the Big Bang. That's a process we thought took billions of years.
Okay, so this brings us to the big debate. Are we seeing things correctly or something fundamentally wrong with our understanding?
That's the core question. Hypothesis one is maybe it's an illusion.
How so?
The idea is that maybe these galaxies aren't actually that massive in terms of stars. Perhaps their incredible brightness comes from a supermassive black hole at the center that's furiously consuming material. An active galactic nucleus, or AGN.
So the black hole is just outshining everything else.
Exactly. That would make them look big and bright. But maybe the galaxy itself fits our models better. It would kind of save the standard picture.
It's a catch.
There's a big catch. The Chandra X-ray Observatory, which is designed to see the high-energy X-rays you'd expect from these furiously feeding black holes, well, it looked at these little red dots, and it found nothing. A non-detection. No strong X-ray signals.
So that makes the simple AGN explanation look less likely.
A lot less likely. It really weakens that argument and puts the focus back on the galaxies themselves actually being, well, impossibly massive.
Which leads us straight to hypothesis two. Maybe our fundamental model of cosmology, the HACDM model, maybe it's incomplete.
That's the more radical conclusion, yes.
Yeah.
If these galaxies really are that big, that mature so early on, then maybe CDM, our standard Lambda cold dark matter model, just doesn't allow enough time for them to form. It predicts a slower, more gradual assembly.
So if the model's timescale is wrong, what are the alternatives?
Well, this opens the door to some pretty mind-bending ideas. Like, maybe the universe is actually much older than we think.
Older? How much older?
There's one alternative model, CCC plus TL, that suggests the universe could be almost double its currently estimated age, something like 26.7 billion years old instead of 13.8 billion.
Wow. Double the age. That would certainly give things more time to grow.
It absolutely would. Plenty of time for massive galaxies to form without breaking the physical rules, you know?
Okay, this is getting complex. How do scientists even figure out what's real versus some kind of observational artifact or, you know, just seeing patterns?
It really comes down to cross-checking. What scientists call triangulation. You need confirmation from different telescopes using different wavelengths of light.
Like using both JWST and LMA for that JD's galaxy.
Exactly. Or JWST and Chandra for the AGN question. Seeing the same thing or a consistent picture through different eyes gives you confidence. That, plus rigorous peer review, helps separate a real discovery from, say, pareidolia just seeing a face in the clouds.
And this early galaxy puzzle, it doesn't exist in a vacuum, does it? It connects to other tensions in cosmology.
Absolutely. It's potentially linked to the Hubble tension, this persistent disagreement about how fast the universe is expanding right now. JWST has actually sharpened that tension, confirming the discrepancy seems real.
So, multiple lines of evidence hinting that maybe our standard SEBM model needs tweaking, maybe more.
It's creating what some call beautiful confusion. It's pushing physics hard, hinting we might need new ingredients, things like maybe early dark energy, or even wilder ideas about the origin of our universe itself.
It really feels like JWST isn't just mapping the cosmos we knew. It's forcing us to, like, fundamentally rethink the map itself.
That's a great way to put it. It's making us ask deeper questions about reality. And honestly, The exploration has only just begun.